Hi, I'm Peter Gray, and welcome to the Red Bull Basement Sessions.
That's NTT's Senior Vice President, Peter Gray, who, along with his colleagues, brings deep thinking and data analytics to the world's biggest sporting events. And these are the Red Bull Basement Sessions, where global innovators, entrepreneurs, and athletes open up to share their mindset, their motivations, and what it takes to make a difference. I'm Tom Carroll, and Red Bull Basement is here to support students to constructively challenge the status quo and make a positive impact now and for the future.
Red Bull Basement is a great opportunity to bring your intellect, your innovation, your ideas, your passion to do something great for the world.
Peter Gray plays a key role in bringing the analytics and data behind events like the Tour de France to the world.
There's not really a part of sport that's not being impacted in some way by technology.
He is responsible for conceptualizing, designing, and delivering innovative game-changing projects that enrich the fan experience of one of the most popular sporting events on the planet.
Everybody's in it to deliver an outcome. If we don't deliver that outcome, then we've all failed.
In this episode of Red Bull Basement Sessions, Peter reveals how their cycling platform facilitates unprecedented data-driven storytelling.
It captured the crash in data, this visualization of the chaos of a big crash in the peloton.
It's all about turning big ideas into a reality, which is easier said than done when working in the thrilling and unpredictable world of live sports.
That's been a huge amount of effort and sleepless nights and stress, but you can get there.
When working with new people on sporting events, Peter is keen to stress,
the only thing you can guarantee is that stuff is going to go wrong. An event like the Tour de France, you've got all of this logistics of this traveling caravan moving around the country. Everything gets unplugged and plugged back in the next day. The chance of something having broken or not being set up correctly is huge. Things are going to go wrong. You can just guarantee that. And so it's actually really about how you deal with those situations. And just if you allow yourself to get highly stressed in those environments, you're not going to be productive. You're not going to get to the bottom of the problem as quickly and effectively as you can.
And just like the student innovators and visionaries of Red Bull Basement, it's clear that things can and will go wrong. Thinking on your feet and remaining composed is essential. And so is being able to improvise. Something that's broken can't always be fixed.
There might be an hour left on the race and something's broken, and in order to fix that problem, we need to get a part from Amsterdam. That's not gonna be solved. So then it's about how do we come up with creative solutions, you know, very quickly thinking about, you know, how can we work around this problem? You'll be watching the TV pictures and everything looks like it's all working smoothly, and in the background there's chaos because, you know, the television camera on that motorbike not getting signal, or the data flows from these sensors isn't working, and we've got to figure out a workaround. And so that highly agile ability to respond, but do it in a really calm and measured way, particularly in this kind of high octane kind of environment, is really critical.
Peter has led NTT's technology team on Tour de France since 2015 and has overseen the implementation of some innovative technologies like live tracking, real-time analytics and machine learning, and also the use of social media platforms, all designed to revolutionize the experience for us, the fans. For him, it's only possible with the right approach to teamwork, an inclusive one-team approach.
Success is everybody's success. Where I see teams that fail often is teams that are focused on their little bit and say, well, my bit worked. The solution didn't work because that other bit didn't work, but my bit worked, and so that's okay. And so building a culture that actually we're all about, everybody's in it to deliver an outcome. If we don't deliver that outcome, then we've all failed. So that actually creates a culture of everybody going, okay, there's a problem over here. What can I do to help? We all have a problem. Let's figure out how we're going to solve that problem. You know, I see that in our environment, particularly where we're working across organizations, where often across organizational boundaries, you see issues of blame, or you see issues of, you know, people saying that's your responsibility, not mine. We try to really create a culture of everything's everybody's responsibility. We're all working towards the outcome. And yeah, I think that has paid huge dividends for us.
In the fast-changing, constantly evolving world of sports technology, NTT has developed some of its best ideas through its internal Hackfest.
2 years ago, we ran a Hackfest across the company, came up with a number of ideas. The three winners of that Hackfest, one was the idea of a man versus machine, which is, you know, about taking our artificial intelligence and embedding that into a fantasy league game. This year at the Tour de France, that's exactly what's, you know, if you go to the fantasy league game, you'll see our machine learning models, you know, embedded into the fantasy league game and our artificial intelligence engine playing the game along with you. You know, you can compete as the man versus the machine. And another one was an augmented reality application. And I'd never even thought that we could really conceive of building that kind of an application. I'd actually gone, that'd be a really nice idea, but I'd actually written it off as something that wasn't achievable. And one of our development teams put it together as a prototype. It just blew our minds. Wow, this is so cool. You know, so this year we actually engaged that team to build it out as a production solution, and we've deployed it at this year's Tour de France. So being able to draw on those ideas, and as I say, you know, sometimes my view on what could be achievable is somewhat limited. And so by being able to go out to a much broader pool of people and ideas, we've been able to harness some of those things to put into our innovation roadmap.
And sometimes the best ideas emerge in the most unexpected ways. Think of those great founders who started their businesses from a garage, or student innovators of Red Bull Basement who came up with impactful ideas during a lunch break on campus. Some of the best things can happen almost by chance.
In the first year, we're really just experimenting with putting out some information on social media. Early in that year's race, there was a big crash. I was actually sitting in our truck because I'm a bit of a data nerd. I, you know, quickly created a graph that showed the speeds of all the riders as that crash occurred. And it created this colorful visualization. It was actually just a mess. Like it was just chaos. But what it did was it captured the crash in data, this visualization of the chaos of a big crash in the peloton. And a lady who was looking after our social media took a photo of my screen and tweeted it out on @LaTourData. That tweet went viral, basically created the audience for that whole Twitter handle. Now, that was not a well-planned process. It was not something that we spent hours, you know, conceptualizing and coming up with. It was something that happened more by accident, somebody being astute enough to go, actually, that could be interesting. Let's share that. People are interested in data and visualization and data storytelling. And so it led us down a whole path that we've continued to evolve over the last 5 years.
Technology is now improving the accuracy and enjoyment of pretty much every sport in the world. From athletes to spectators to those watching at home, it is completely altering how the biggest events are experienced for millions.
We see it in the way that athletes optimize their performance and are able to use wearables and sensors and data to optimize their training and to make sure that they're in the best possible condition. Yeah, we see it in the broadcast, you know, as we're able to create new ways of visualizing what's happening within an event, you know, embedding augmented reality graphics into television or being able to manipulate the images in all sorts of different ways. We're seeing it in stadiums with, you know, more and more technology capabilities enabled within the stadium so that when you turn up to the stadium, you've got, you know, incredible experiences and the ability to understand where to go and where are the shortest queues to get food and beverage and all those types of things. And from an operations perspective, sports is a business. And so being able to efficiently operate to be able to make sure that you're delivering great experiences, but also, you know, a profitable, well-run business as well. There's not really a part of sport that's not being impacted in some way by technology.
Professional cycling generates an incredible amount of data. And as we've heard, this is central to what Gray and his team at NTT actually do. They've made some great strides and implemented a range of new ideas to help drive change. And Peter is simply grateful for the opportunity that he's had.
To solve problems that make a difference in the world, that make the world a better place. I don't know that there's much better thing to be able to do than that as somebody who wants to contribute to society and to humanity. And I think we all want to do that in some sort of way. The idea of being able to innovate, collaborate, learn from each other, share ideas, I think it's just so powerful.
And for those of you listening that are students or maybe an innovator thinking up the next big thing, the Senior Vice President of NTT has a few words for you.
Think big and think broad. Don't underestimate the power of your ideas. Don't underestimate what you can achieve. Have a go. Even if you don't actually quite get there, there's going to be benefit in that process. You're going to learn something. You might create an idea that stimulates an idea for somebody else. You have the ability to contribute in all sorts of different ways.
That was Peter Gray's story for Red Bull Basement Sessions, and this was the last in our current series. He's an innovator who has used his tech experience in the world of sport, disrupting the way that everyone from athletes all the way to spectators experience the live data stories throughout the Tour de France and other sporting events around the world. Red Bull Basement is not just a podcast. It's an initiative to support impactful, feasible, and creative tech ideas from student innovators from around the world and support these changemakers in realizing their vision. Follow Red Bull Basement Sessions on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And visit redbullbasement.com to find more stories from innovators who are driving positive change around the world.